when your children were born, there was still food rationing, wasn't there?
Did that affect you? Yes. We had the children's books. You couldn't have tea. There was no tea, but you did get extra eggs if there was a glut, you know. And I'd always been used to having a lot of eggs because, A, I grew up as vegetarian, and B, we kept chickens at home. So there were always eggs. And it was heartbreaking to have one every fortnight or maybe one in a month. You had dried eggs, for which one had to give up coupons. You had so many coupons that you could spend on different things, and they were cut out of your book. Baked beans, I'm never very fond of baked beans, so I don't really remember, but I think you had to give one coupon for a tin of baked beans. But dried egg, they were three or four, because they were a concentrated thing. And they were all right for making cakes or doing anything extravagant like that. But when people said, oh, you mix them with a little milk and scramble them, they were horrible. They were absolutely foul. But a lot of people liked them. But I found that they were only good for cooking. We had a glut of eggs one day. The milkman came. I used to get the eggs from the milkman. And he said, here you are. I've got a dozen eggs for you. Wonderful. So I took them from him, put them down on the table in the kitchen. And it was Friday, so I was paying him for the week's milk and whatnot. And I could hear delighted giggles coming from the kitchen. When I went in there, there was egg all over the floor. And David was just in the process of picking up an egg. He said, egg! And as I went in, he let it go.
Oh.
So I think out of that dozen, we probably had three or four. But rationing carried on until 1954. And then after the most of the rationing had stopped, they rationed bread. It's very peculiar. Bread didn't get rationed all through the war, but when virtually everything else was taken off ration, suddenly bread became rationed. Very odd. When I was working in town, it was just scarce. I think they'd stopped the rationing then. But just off Victoria Street, there was a wonderful bakery. You could get real bread then.